Ezino lies in a fertile hollow thanks to the deposits left by the movement of the glaciers that once covered these mountains. This place was particularly suitable for human settlement. Well exposed to the south, it receives the sun from morning to evening. There are aquifers in the subsoil, and the slopes are gentle, rich in humus, and easy to cultivate. The first certain traces of man's presence are some remains of tombs that can be dated to around 1000 BC, which can be attributed to the Golaseca culture, a people widespread in the central pre-Alps and in the plains at their feet. Between 400 and 350 BC, archaeological traces suddenly become more consistent, both in Ezino and higher up in Busso. That was a period in which the Gauls, the Celts of central Europe, began to emigrate towards northern Italy in search of new lands and riches. It is suspected that the sudden increase in the population that began at that time was due to the drive of the Gallic artisans, already experts at ironworking, in search of new deposits to be exploited. The locals, who were already familiar with the copper mines north of Ezino, must have welcomed the chance to learn how to use ferrous minerals from the new arrivals. At that stage, the two communities probably lived together in several villages scattered in the hollow, each with their own little cemetery. The objects found in their tombs, today exhibited in the Museum of the Grigna, provide an important detail for reconstructing the area's ancient history.